Hey gang, welcome back. Episode 36 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, nice to see you guys. How are ya? Happy Sunday. Hope you guys are doing great. I'm doing really good, you guys. I had an awesome week. It was so great, and hope you guys did too. Let's see, good morning. Sunday morning, not too early, about 8 o'clock or so. I'm just kind of getting started, taking it easy today, as always. And, yeah, here we go. So, let's see, this week, I had a really good week, you guys. It was, super productive. Not a lot of zero carb insights this week. I did some thinking on some stuff and I thought I had a lot to say today, and now I'm feeling like maybe I don't, but, we'll go down the road here and see how we go. But it was a really good week for me. I made a lot of progress, on my personal goals, and one of the big things that happened this week that was real exciting, and hard, and a pain in my butt, and kind of kept me occupied all week, was this week was slaughter week, so thrilling for me, you guys. I mean, I tweeted a tweet for the first time in forever. I said it was the worst and best day of the year here on the homestead, and that's true. You know, I really, value and I'm so thankful for the animals and the food and all that, and it's all so exciting and so rewarding, but it's hard for sure. I've been doing it a long time now, and I remember when I started, you know, I used to hire someone to slaughter them, and I'd have to leave or hide in the house, or, you know, I really hated it, the sound and the thought and all that, and I've gotten quite used to it, but it's still not a great day, you know. It's hard work getting everything organized and getting them all calm and collected, the animal in a place where it's gonna, where hopefully they're secure and not stressed, and we can get at them without stressing them out. And that takes a lot of work and forethought, and then, you know, just the actual slaughter is well, physically it's really hard, but mentally and emotionally it's hard for me. It takes you know, I really find that I'm affected by it, and that's okay. I'm not, none of it's bad. It's all actually really good. It's been quite awesome process to go through over these last 20 years or so of becoming more accustomed to it and at ease with it and recognizing all the well, I don't know how to say it, you know, just coming to terms with feeling okay with my place in this natural world. And I know that that there's discussion there to be had. I have vegetarian brothers and sisters, so I've had those discussions many times. But, you know, it does. It feels really good, but it's difficult. And so, yeah, slaughter day was hard. It's hard on me emotionally. It was incredibly physically hard. It's always very difficult. You know, I spend all week kind of organizing fences and getting new paddock together and trying to get the barn set up, and then I figure out how to, you know, move the animals through the grass to maximize the grass over the last few weeks and get them into the best stuff and try and get them the most, you know, nutritional inputs over these last few weeks. And then, you know, getting them calmly into an area that's small and trying to keep them there for long enough, you know, it's all really hard. So it wasn't any different. If any of you have ever done this, it wasn't any different for me this time than it ever is. Oh, it looks like my face is in the shade. That's okay. You guys can probably see me just fine. So it wasn't any different than it ever is. I thought I had it just dialed, as always. I thought it was going to be no problem. I kind of warmed up to the animals over the coming week. I moved the water back into a small paddock behind the barn where they could get in the stalls, and they had started sort of drifting back to the barn. I had them in the farthest pasture way, and I opened all the gates, and they would drift back to the barn in the afternoons about 4 o'clock. During this last week, starting on Monday and Tuesday, they would go get some water, and I started, you know, paying attention to their schedule. And then I had a real easy time. I can see them from up here, so I looked down there, and on Thursday, the day before slaughter day, they headed back towards the barn, and I ran down there, And I caught them all back there. I didn't have to push them or chase them or, you know, hurt them at all. I just, they were there. I ran down and got them closed up in the gate. Got them all secure. Felt great. They were there Thursday night. They were all calm. Thursday morning, I woke up, went to the store, or Friday morning, excuse me. Came back. They were calm and collected. Slaughter guy calls. I have a guy who comes and brings a big truck with a hoist and you know, the bone saw and all that stuff. I've done it a few times with friends on our own, and it's just so much work, and it's so difficult without the proper equipment. I mean, I could lift the carcass from the excavator and all that, but it's worth hiring a guy to do it, I feel. And he came alone, and I'm alone, so the two of us together manage. So anyways, he called at like 11 and said, I'll be there within 45 minutes. And so I'm like, great. I look out the window and, you know, the damn bull had gotten tired of being penned up back there. And he had just broken the gate, or the fence rather. And everyone was out, and they weren't out in the pasture. They were out heading towards the neighbors and the thistles in the woods and all that. So, as it usually goes, I booted up really quick and ran down there, and I spent literally the next hour cutting my fences apart, running through the wetlands and the thistles and the nettles. I mean, I was just, my legs were so red, I fell into these giant thistle patches over and over again, and I was so frustrated and so sweaty, but it was, it worked out. I pushed, you know, I herded them with much difficulty. And much swearing, I have to admit. I herded them all back and got them back in the pasture and got the sheep back by the barn, and the cows were not having any of it, and they were just going to be on the pasture. And yeah, it was just a big nightmare. So I just ran all over the property and, you know, same old thing. That's how slaughter day goes often, unless you have big money to have great infrastructure, which I don't have. So, sort of the catch-22 of most small farming is it's real easy. You can invest a ton in fencing, and it's a lot of work for most of us who can't do that. So, anyways, we got it all figured out. I got him penned back up right as he was pulling in, and it was a new slaughter guy. My slaughter truck has been the same for three different guys now over the last 15 or 20 years, but it's changed hands a few times, and so it was a new young fella. Not that young. He was close to my age, actually, probably. Not that close. 10 years younger. And he was great. I really enjoyed meeting him. We had a real good time hanging out. And he did a real good job. I was able to push the bull, get some hay down, push the bull close to the truck, and we got the bull down. And then we took four sheep. So I'm left with two cows and baby Olivia, so three total. And then... two sheep are left, so I've got four sheep going in the freezer and my bull, and boy, they looked awesome, you guys. They have been on some, we have had a really good grass season, so the fat was just, I mean, they just looked fantastic. As a matter of fact, the slaughter guy quartered the beef, and we took a look at the at the loin there, and I mean, it was just dark purple and tons of fat, and so I'm really looking forward to getting back to that. So, like I said, best and worst day of the year. A lot of work, a lot of frustration, a lot of emotional and mental sort of, you know, difficulty. Not really, but, you know, it just sort of weighs on me. But boy, it feels so good to have him heading for the freezer. So he slaughters them, we slaughter him, he slaughters them, he does. I don't do it. I help a little bit. I pick up the guts and I dig a big hole and bury everything, and we did. We buried a lot of stuff that a lot of folks would probably have liked to have eaten. I buried all the brains and most of the organs, and all the skins and hides. And it's really a shame. I hate doing it, but you know, for years I used to think I was going to do something with all the hides and stuff, and I'd salt them and roll them up and stick them in the freezer. And I do have one sheep's skin that I've made, and I love it, but it's just so much work, and they, you know, trying to resell them. He was saying he was getting $4 a cape for the cow these days. That's if they're salted and clean. So it's just not worth it, which is frustrating. So anyways, I buried a lot of stuff, a lot of waste. I don't feel great about that. Boy, the lungs and the the heart, it all looked really good, but I don't care for it, and I find I won't need it, so just buried it. I did keep most of the livers, anyways, yeah, it just feels so good to have that stuff in the freezer and be heading back towards eating my own home-produced food. And as I've talked about in the past, you know, I've always been super keen on food independence, and I've let that lapse a little bit, being zero carb, which is interesting because I think it's probably not that difficult for me to be zero carb, completely independent. But as I've told you before, I got caught unawares that I was going to do this 2 years ago, and I had cougars eating my sheep, and so it's been a little while to get back up to speed and get enough animals to start thinking that I might do that again. But it feels really good, and I'd like to get back to being fully independent on food. I'm curious to see how my taste buds adapt to my meat. I know that the grass-fed and my grass-fed has typically a kind of strong flavor, and the first few times I eat it after coming from the grain-fed, I struggle with that flavor, and then I get used to it, and I love it, and it's my favorite, and then I go back to grain-fed, and I usually cry, because then it tastes terrible. But my feeling is really that it's just a function of what you're accustomed to. You know, I mean, if you just always had chocolate ice cream, and you loved it, and someone gave you pistachio, you'd kind of probably be like, ew, gross. I mean, that's just an analogy, and that's my take on it. I mean, I've gotten sides of beef from my friends out a few miles that way, and folks that way, different breeds of cows, different pastures, they all taste dramatically different. And every time you change, you know, you buy a side and you fill up the freezer, you're going to be eating it for months. So you change and then you eat the same thing for a while. And, you know, it can really throw you off, the new flavors. So I've heard people say, I love grain-fed, I don't like grass-fed, I love grass-fed, I don't like grain-fed. I personally believe that's just a natural function of changing between the different flavors, the different beefs, individuals, as it were, and having to sort of readjust the flavor and just that it's so different than what you're accustomed to, it shocks you into thinking, oh, I don't like that. So, you know, that's just my take on it. I usually get used to all of it, and I've never had one where I dreaded it all the way through eating it. I just didn't like it maybe at first, and then I learned to love it, and then, like I said, I switched back to whatever it was I liked prior, and I don't like that anymore. So that's my take on that, but it feels so good to be heading towards food independence. I should have, I'm going to say, yeah, maybe like 400 or 500 pounds of meat in the freezer. So I'm hoping. I'm going to do something that you guys are probably going to hate. Or a lot of you are going to wonder why I would do it. I'm going to have all of it ground. You know, that's a struggle for me to do sometimes because, you know, of course I'd love to have my own homegrown ribeyes and all of the different cuts. But the problem is that, and I did do that all the time, you know, I've done that for years and years and years. And when I ate a mixed diet, that was really great because I'd go back in the freezer and dig out a pork chop or dig out a T-bone or dig out a, I said pork chop, I used to do pigs, but you know what I mean. I dig out different cuts throughout the week, and I might make steaks, T-bone steaks one night, but I wouldn't eat that much. You know, I was eating beans and rice and all kinds of other stuff, so I'd eat 5 or 6 ounces of steak or 8 ounces of steak and then have leftovers the next night and then not thaw anything out for another night. So I'd have all these different cuts, and they would last a long time, and I would have a lot of variety. Unfortunately, on zero carb, it doesn't work that way, right? I eat 2 meals a day and a couple pounds of meat, and I just burn through it really fast. And the problem is if I have that cow processed into just regular cuts, you know, I'm going to have a month of ribeyes and some ribs that I'll be fatty enough, but then I'm going to be down to sirloin and rump and all those things that really aren't fatty enough and I really don't care for. So it'd be like 10% of stuff that I really want to eat and then 90% of things I don't want to eat. So I have resolved these days, and I did this a couple years ago, the last time I did a slaughter, I've resolved these to just have everything ground for the most part. There'll be some exceptions because there's things like ribs and shanks and, you know, the bony things that they're not going to strip the meat off to grind them, so I'll have them package those for me. And I will get the marrow bones. But for the most part, I'm just going to have them take the animals and grind them up entirely. And what that does for me is, one, it gives me a cut that I crave every day. You know, ground beef is really my favorite. I actually prefer it to ribeye. Maybe one bite of ribeye is better than one bite of ground beef, but in terms of a staple that I eat, it makes me feel better and I enjoy it more, it seems like. So it gives me a staple that I like that I can eat every day without compromise. And it also, what it does that's really important is it evens that fat content out amongst all of the cuts. And so that's crucial for me, right? Because then I don't have cuts that aren't fatty enough. You know, I can eat the whole animal and maintain the ratios that I like and the food that I like. So going to have it all ground. The lamb, too. I'll get lamb ribs, which are awesome, and lamb shanks and neck and all those slow roasting things. But I'm going to forego some of the things I love, which are chops and the legs and steaks and all the other good stuff. And I'm just going to have all that ground as well. So I'm totally looking forward to getting back to food independence. I can't wait. It's probably a couple weeks. It's fair time right now. And if any of you guys live rurally, you'll know that our little county fairs are a big deal. And all the slaughter and butchers, the butcher shop is full and they're backed up. And everyone's, you know, putting their animals in the freezer and all that. So fair time here is pretty exciting. Lots of animal stuff going on, agriculture stuff, and keeps things busy. So I'm going to be a little ways out to get my food back from the butcher, I think. But I can't wait to do it. I'm really looking forward to not buying any more store food. And along those notes, you guys, I had a new experience yesterday. I did take the livers from the animals, and yesterday I ate my first piece of lamb liver in a while. So I've tried my own, actually with my friends, but it was our same shared flocks, pasture-raised lamb liver. I tried that about 8 months ago or so, and it made me sick, as I've told you. And I've tried store-bought beef liver, and it made me sick, as I've told you. And I've tried liver maybe 3 times since I've been ZC, and I always hate it. And then it makes me sick 6 hours later, so then I hate it more and decide I'm not going to do it. But I keep trying. You know, everyone keeps saying what a great idea it is. I know it's got tons of nutrients. I figure I might as well try. So I did. I got the livers. I put most of them in the freezer. I got one lamb liver out, and I partitioned it up and put some in the freezer. And gosh, the smell, I really don't care for it. So I was a little bit dreading it, but I took a little chunk, maybe like 2 ounces, and I put it on the grill this time, and I had just grilled my burger, so there was quite a bit of, my grill has like a little solid section of cast iron on it, a lot of grates, and then one section that's solid, and that solid section will hold a little bit of the fat of the tallow after I cook my burgers. So I threw the liver in there, and I just seared it up for just a couple minutes. It was still pink inside, and I ate that with my burgers last night, and you know what, you guys? I didn't hate it. It was pretty awesome. I mean, the food, it didn't taste awesome, but it was awesome that I didn't hate it. And it was very interesting. I'll tell you what was the most interesting thing. So first of all, I didn't get the strong liver sort of off-putting taste that I don't care for. It didn't have much of that. It was kind of sweet. But here's what blew me away, and I wasn't thinking about vitamin A when I was eating the liver. But the very first bite I took, and then the next one, I went, what is that? What is that flavor that I can taste? You know what it tasted like? It didn't taste exactly like it, but it had that. It had the exact same characteristic in my mouth and what I got from it was cooked carrots. How interesting is that, right? That strong vitamin A, I guess. I don't know. You know, I did a lot of canning. Carrots were one of my favorite things to grow and can. It was a staple of mine during my omnivorous days. My canning cupboard would have hundreds of jars of carrots in them. And I loved canned carrots that I'd make in my All-American canner. You know, they just get, they condenses the sweetness and gets that sort of earthy taste. The liver had that. It was really interesting. It actually just blew me away. I took a couple bites and I went, what is that? What is that? What is that? And I went, oh my gosh. That's carrots. That's the vitamin A or something. The retinol. I don't know. But that's what I thought it was. And it was really cool. I enjoyed that my body recognized, you know, that there was that nutrient in there and that it sort of liked it, right? So I didn't feel like I craved it. I didn't wolf it all down. I actually had to kind of struggle through the last ounce of that little 2 ounce piece. So I definitely don't like liver. but I ate some. And I feel good today. I don't feel anything unusual, but I didn't get sick. So that's a great thing. So yeah, there you go. There's my slaughter story, I guess. So, John, I got your wonderful comment. And I do have some liver in the in my freezer, and I if you do want to meet in town this week, I'd be happy to give you some. It's way more than I'm ever going to eat. One lamb liver partitions into like a dozen little pieces that I'll probably, if I force myself, I'll eat one of them a week, and I've got quite a few. And the beef liver, I had no idea. 1 gallon Ziploc bag and that one beef liver, completely filled a 1 gallon Ziploc bag. It probably weighs 5 pounds. So there's a lot of that. So there's that. I had a good week. Otherwise, I've been feeling good. My neighbor brought me more wood on Sunday after I saw you guys from the mill. More of my cedar that I grew and cut down here that he took over there and milled for me. So I've got a whole bunch of stuff I can work on. You can't see it, but I've been working on my shelving all around me. You got my records here are starting to get more organized. I've got shelving going higher in here. I finally got my clothes shelving area built out and organized. It's been just a disaster for 2 years. And so the inside of this shack, you guys can't see it, but the top up here is still all just bare fiberglass insulation covered with white sheets. And it's been like that for 2 years. I've been thinking I'd maybe go buy some materials, but I haven't been able to swing that. And, you know, waiting for my friend with the mill, but I kind of had lost hope. He has a new baby, and, you know, he's real busy, and I don't expect anything from him. It's all just, you know, we're just, anyways, you understand. But I have the wood now, so I've started to sheet the inside of my shack, and I think that by the time I get to the end of September, hopefully I got some other stuff to take care of this coming month, but that isn't necessarily inside work. I need to get some things done outside before it starts raining, but at the same time, I'm excited to put some time in and get this place close to finished. I'm not sure I'm going to get the ceiling. It's about 17 feet high up there, and I don't have a good ladder, but I had scaffolding built up in here out of 2x4s. That was what I always intended to do, but it'll sure wreck the house for a few days. Plus, I don't have any 2x4s, and they're expensive right now because of this tariffs. So we'll see what happens, but at any rate, I'm real excited to be moving forward on getting this place buttoned up and finished. From a work standpoint, I haven't had any boat work, which has been hard and great. I'm really, sort of enjoying this new focus of building things out and moving myself forward. And, you know, I've been working a lot on my stoves, and I've got a new design ready to come out that I have put on hold a little bit while I took care of this week's slaughter and woodwork. But I need to get that cranked out. So I'll probably have that done this week. And it's great to have some time to focus on other things. I'm sure that boat work will come. And, you know, to be honest, when I started this whole new change, I was really hoping to phase out of boat work. So although I'm sort of hungry for a little bit of cash influx right now, I am hoping to keep developing my situation here to eventually phase that out entirely, because that crawling around on the metal is hard on my body. So anyways, my batteries are getting low. I guess I should probably wind this down. I'm enjoying talking to you guys. So from a zero carb standpoint, I had a great week. I didn't have too much struggle. Ate my hamburgers, ate a little liver, ate some fish. And what can I tell you about zero carb? I don't know, you guys. I just keep reading. We're getting so many new folks, as always. People struggling with adaptation and working their way through the early days. And all I can tell you guys is hang in there. It's well worth it. I promise. It can be tough in those first few weeks, you know, and you're going to hear all different things about electrolytes and all different things about fat ratios and all different things about what you eat and what not to eat. All I can say is there's really no rules. Just pay attention, you guys. Listen to yourselves. Try different things, you know. That's the one thing about zero carb is it's really just trying stuff that we've never tried before, right? I mean, I felt like I tried every diet under the sun and every food elimination and all, you know, all those things before I got here. And really, that's the biggest thing to take home is just that if what you've been doing isn't working, you got to do something different. So you've been eating all the same things and you drop 90% of them, you're still eating some of the same stuff. So just try some different things, mix it up, try different electrolyte balances or not, you know, and see what works for you, but stick it out, get through those first 30 days or so. And I promise you'll learn a ton about, yourself. And you'll probably learn that you feel great on zero carb, but maybe not. And maybe you'll, you know, move on to somewhere else, but you will have learned a lot. So I'm really enjoying seeing all the newbies coming in. and finding finding out how profound this can be for all of us. So I guess I'm going to leave it at that, you guys. I'll leave it there for now, and I'll come back. I keep saying I'm going to have some themes and go deeper and stuff, and then I keep getting to Sunday and really just feeling like I want to go over my week and do my journal without getting into any more topics. So I do want to expand on some topics. I would like to be a little more focused in these now and then and try and offer you some episodes that are, you know, a little more on topic. But rambling along here seems to be doing great for me. It really is very valuable to me, and I really appreciate all your support. As always, it's continuing. I'm always like, well, I think maybe that'll be the last one. Maybe I'll get tired of this. I don't have much to say, it seems like, although I keep talking. but I got to tell you, just sitting here and evaluating and reflecting on my week and reflecting on life from a zero carb standpoint, and thinking about all of you guys, I don't know, there's something really valuable about it that I get a lot out of. And I don't know, I'm not really able to put my finger on it, but it's been incredibly valuable to me. So for that, I thank all of you guys, and I really appreciate you. And I love our community. I just love our little gang we got going here. Look forward to making these every week and seeing your comments once I get them up there. So yeah, I don't know what I'm saying, but just saying I appreciate you guys, and I'm going to keep doing this. And oh, I know what I'm saying. I'm saying, hey, if I can tell you something or do some more focused episodes, give me some topic ideas if there's anything. I feel like I've covered lots of stuff in little bits and pieces. And, of course, there's a ton of people generating content and trying to be on topic. So maybe that's not my role. Maybe I'm just your friendly neighborhood Sunday chit-chat, and we get to bond together over our weird way of eating and feeling alone in this. So yeah, you guys have made me feel a lot less alone. I gotta tell you, I don't feel alone anymore. I mean, I feel really alone here. I'm lonely. I won't lie. I don't talk to anybody. I hear some of you guys talking about feeling lonely when you got families and all kinds of stuff. And I guess it's just the human condition. I guess we just feel lonely regardless. So I gotta remind myself that, because I don't talk to like a human all week sometimes. And you know, I get that, but you guys are making me feel so much less alone in my lifestyle choice, and confident in where I'm headed. So I hope I give some of that back to you, and I really appreciate it. I really appreciate all you guys, so thank you very much. I won't run down the list of names, but I see you guys in my comments every week, and you mean a lot to me. You really, really do. I honestly mean that. Thank you very, very much. So I don't know if you guys can see me. It looks like I'm right in the shade. That's okay. You can see my guitar, my records. Anyways, I'm going to get going, get on with my Sunday. And I hope you guys have a wonderful week. And I hope you guys are finding that zero carb is as profound for you as it has been for me. Hope you're finding your health however you're doing it. And let's keep an open mind, keep moving forward. And you guys, most importantly, let's keep sharing. I really just see some people talk about pulling back, not talking about things. Some people talking about how they feel like this isn't the best way to go. I see a lot of comments, you know, people saying, oh, why are you zero carb? Have you tried low carb? And, you know, I gotta say, I feel the opposite. I feel like we really need to shout it from the rooftops, because I'll tell you what, I didn't realize a lot of those things that I had that were major detriments to my life. You know, my night sweats, my adult acne. I had acne all over the top of my head. I had swollen joints. I knew that was bad. But there was a lot of things I was experiencing that I had experienced my whole life that I would not have thought of as symptoms. And I feel like if we just share our stories and announce that this way of eating is truly, you know, can be a path to wellness, but also can be a path to teaching you a ton about how your body is interacting with the things you're putting in it. Even if you don't intend to stay here, even if you just do it as an elimination diet, I feel like it's well worth of, you know, us sharing and spreading the word and encouraging people to try to start here. Don't start at low carb. You know, I did that forever. I was eating so much damn kale, I probably just about killed myself. And I don't think that's good. I really don't. And you know, I don't think that without strong examples, a lot of people may never attempt it. And I do think that they can learn a lot, and even if it does turn out that they are better low carb with kale, it seems to me it'd be easier to start down here and work your way back up to the thing that works rather than. But I don't know. That's just my opinion. I realize it's challenging too to get all the way here, so I'm not sure. I have mixed feelings. Anyways, my main point of that wasn't to pick on anyone. It was more just to say, let's keep sharing, you guys. Let's keep spreading the word, sharing our story. It's difficult out there. We can get a lot of flack. So we're here, our little support, you know, team is here for to sort of regroup and give each other support. But I feel like it's important to go out there and brave some of those experiences. So because if one person hears it, if one person who's struggling like I was hears that and just tries it out of desperation, you know, look at some of the people trying it now. A lot of them really don't believe in it. You know, people say, I can't wait to get back to my old way of eating or whatever. Hear it all the time, actually, from newbies. And I think that's totally normal and absolutely great to have the guts to try this thing that goes against everything that you kind of believe. But you try it out of desperation or out of, you know, what the heck. And like I say, it can teach people a lot. So my goal is to keep sharing and just keep shouting from the rooftops that, hey, this can make a difference. It might not be your solution, but I guarantee you, you'll learn something. And we've all eaten the other way. And there's a lot of people who have only eaten, you know, the standard American or keto or any of those, any number of things, but have never tried this. And so I feel like it's worth just yelling it out and just saying, hey, just give it a try. Right. Yeah, you're right. It's crazy. It won't work for you, but try it for 30 days and you'll learn a lot. Learn that it doesn't work for you. You know, I don't know. I think it will work for everyone, but you know what I'm saying. Anyways, I better run. My batteries look like they're going to die. So, thanks so much, you guys, as always, for your support and your comments and your kindness. It just means a ton to me, and I hope you guys are feeling great and moving forward and making progress. I hope you're sharing, and I hope that you're having an impact on other people in your life with your story and your journey. And most importantly, I hope that you're impacting your own in a positive, profound way, making progress. So thanks so much for watching, you guys, listening and watching. And I guess I will see you guys next week. Have a great week. Thanks very much.